ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه السلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother, I'm Muhammad. And today, I'm going to read to you an aphorism of Imam Ali from Nahjul Balagha. Before that, let's go ahead and listen to the Arabic words, and after that, I'm going to read you the English translation. Stay with us.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام وسئل عليه السلام عن الإيمان فقال الإيمان معرفة بالقلب وإقرار باللسان وعمل بالأركان.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam was asked about belief when he said, "Belief means appreciation with the heart, acknowledgement with the tongue, and action with the limbs."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So one of the great lessons that we learn from Imam Ali alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, is the importance of knowledge, insight, and friendliness. Knowledge, of course, in Arabic is known as ilm, and insight is known as basira. Now, we find in the book of Al-Manaqib that there is the following tradition recorded. Harith Awar Hamdani has reported that the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, said, while this person, Harith Awar Hamdani, says that the Holy Prophet was among his companions when he said the following statement. The Holy Prophet says, I will soon show you Adam in his knowledge, Noah in his insight, and Abraham in his friendliness. And so right as the Holy Prophet said this, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him, joined the Holy Prophet's companions. Now Imam Ali did not necessarily know what the Holy Prophet was just talking about. So Abu Bakr, who happened to become the first caliph of the Muslims, was also present in this gathering, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, you have compared a man with three prophets. How happy will this man be? Then Abu Bakr says, Now let us know who this man is. The Holy Prophet Muhammad replies, Do you not know him? Abu Bakr says, No, Messenger of Allah, for his messenger knows better than we do. We do not know this person. The Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, says, That man is Ali ibn Abi Talib. Allahu Akbar. Turning approvingly to Imam Ali, Abu Bakr says, May you enjoy these virtues. O Abul Hasan, is there anyone like you who has such a high position? Allahu Akbar. From all the different points which we can take out from this, such as the fact that it was clear for people like the first caliph, Abu Bakr, that Imam Ali excelled in so many qualities and had such a high position that truly the caliphate, the leadership of the Muslims, should have been given to Imam Ali. But let us go back to what we started our discussion with, and that is the importance of knowledge, insight, and friendliness. This is one of the profound and main lessons which we learn from this tradition here, talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali, and that is that as regards to knowledge, it is Imam Ali who was like Prophet Adam, and so we too should seek knowledge. Second, that as far as insight, when regards to Prophet Noah, Imam Ali was like him, and so we too should look and gain insight. And finally, when we want to look at the friendliness of somebody such as Prophet Abraham, who is famous and well known amongst the Arabs and even the non-Arabs, such as the Bani Israel, the Israelites, that Abraham was the most friendly person, then Imam Ali was like him. And so we too should be friendly, have knowledge, and have insight. Beautiful and profound lessons brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
أسعد حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, about the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
I just would like to share with you one sentiment or the feeling of a lady who was among the followers of Ahlul Bayt. And this is a lady who is known as Sauda bint Ammara bin al-Ashtar al-Hamdaniya. And she was from the family which believed in Amir al-Mu'mineen, from the Hamdaniya Yemeni family and the tribe. And she was a poetess in her own right. She was talented in composing poetry. And in the Battle of Siffin, interestingly, she was there with her brother. And she played her part in composing lines in order to encourage. Primarily, what we see is that she is addressing her own brother who was there in the army of Amir al-Mu'mineen, you know, to move forward and fight for the cause of Ali. It seems that she was also a very courageous lady. When we see in history, after the Shahadat of Amir al-Mu'mineen, where Muawiyah comes to power, a situation happened in their area in Yemen that the governor sent there was a very cruel person, Ibn Artat, and the people of the tribe basically wanted to send a complaint to Muawiyah about this officer. But they couldn't find anyone more courageous and willing to go and represent them but this lady by the name of Sauda. And so she accepted this task. She went all the way to Damascus and sought the audience with Muawiyah. She was given the permission to go in. But before she comes in, Muawiyah was briefed about her. And of course, he also knew about the lines of poetry that she had against Muawiyah and her and his family. Where after, you know, coming in, after salam and the normal, you know, discussion after greetings, Muawiyah started reciting the lines of poetry that she had composed. And she says, "Aren't you the one who said this? Shammir ka fa'ali abika, ibn Ammar, yawm at-ta'ani wa multaqal aqran." Where she says, addressing her brother, she says, "Get ready like your father, O son of Ammara, on the day of fight when champions meet. وَانْصُرْ عَلِيًّا وَالْحُسَيْنَ وَرَحْتُهُ وَقْصُدْ لِهِنْدٍ وَإِبْنِهَا بِهَوَانٍ support Ali and Hussein and his family and target Hind, the mother of Muawiyah, and her son with disgrace. Innal Imam Akhan Nabi Muhammad Alamul Huda wa Manaratul Iman, because the Imam, the true Imam, is the brother of the Prophet Muhammad, who is the sign, the Imam who is the sign of guidance and the Minara, the minaret of Iman. Faqudil Juyush wa Sir Amam Alivaihi. So therefore, O my brother, lead the armies of Ali and go ahead of his flag. Quduman bi abyazi sarimin wa sinan, march forward with shining sword and arrows.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.